Thank you, Chairwoman Pennycook, Chairman Dillon, members of the committee, for your consideration of this legislation sponsored by myself and the good senator from Philadelphia. Senator Hughes, as you noted, is not able to be here today, but I did want to thank him and his team for this collaborative and bipartisan effort to keep our children safe and our parents empowered with regard to their children's online activity. So Senate Bill 22 would put in place various social media protections for minors. The use of social media by teenagers is virtually universal. And at the same time, we are facing a mental health crisis unlike anything we have seen before. The data shows that far too many minors are struggling with mental health and that social media is a contributing factor. So 95% of teens reported using YouTube, 67% of teens have used TikTok, and 45% of teens reported feeling overwhelmed by the drama on social media, and 26% reported feeling worse about their own lives. A recent CDC report found that 16% of high school students reported being electronically bullied in 2021, and between 2011 and 2021, nearly 60% of female students experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. And even worse, 10% of female students reported attempting suicide. Earlier this year, the Surgeon General sounded the alarm on the matter, and Dr. Murthy stated, and I quote, "Children are exposed to harmful content on social media, ranging from violent and sexual content to bullying and harassment. And for too many children, social media use is compromising their sleep and valuable in-person time with family and friends. We are in the middle of a national youth mental health crisis, and I am concerned that social media is an important driver of that crisis, one that we must urgently address," end quote. So today we have that opportunity to urgently address this issue. Our legislation is based off of bills in other states, as well as the Clean Slate for Kids Online Act that was introduced in the United States Senate. So it's going to do several things. It would require consent from a parent or legal guardian for anyone under 16 to open a social media account. It will prohibit data mining for any user under the age of 18, and it creates a cause of action for the Attorney General against social media companies for harm to minors. It is imperative that parents are in the driver's seat when it comes to their children on social media. And this is just one way to empower parents and help address the mental health crisis at the same time. So I want to thank you all for your consideration of this important legislation. Thank you, Madam Chair.